Well, good morning. Thank you for your response. My English is so bad, but I need to take a little time for to speak in English. And after this, I preach in Spanish with Arturo translate me. But I need to talk in English one moment. Maybe I believe you remember my wife and me. We are missionaries for 40 years to Argentina, in Argentina. Do you know Argentina? Do you know Lionel Messi? Yes, the best soccer player in all the world. Okay, well, we are missionaries, and I like to say something very important. In the end, on December 2023, the doctors discovered the kingdom cancer in me, and I need the surgery in it. I had surgery, which went well, but I need to medication. If the name is immunotherapy. It's not chemotherapy, it's immunotherapy. It was urgent for to live. The problem was the medication cost $10,000. You listen well. My English is well. $10,000. When I listen it, this well, I think I thought, no, I lie. I should die. But my family, my church, and another church sent offering for this medication. You were from them, these people who support my life, and I'm living now for your guilty. Okay. And I like to say thank you. Maybe we don't know what the offering is, no? Maybe we think the offering is money. Money is only money. No, it's much more. Offering is worship. Offering is fellowship. Offering is possibility that the missionaries live and preach the gospel in different tongues. My wife and me say thank you again. You offering, and well, I follow to the Lord and follow to my minister. Now I'm living, and I eat very well. Okay, well, it's time to the preach the message. After the last time, I tell you about Argentina, a lot of information, but now I want to preach Arturo. Maybe we can to open the Bible in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Okay. This is the verse, and we are thinking and we are preaching. I'm preaching about something is the future. Is that much?
Chicken.
How much is your translator? How much is your translator?
Oh, it's free.
Free. Oh, amen. Amen.
Today it's free.
Okay, today is free. Okay, well, maybe we can read. Because
it's free, it's free. Ephesians chapter 2.
Verso 10.
Okay, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Okay. Bueno, quisiera en esta mañana hablarles del futuro.
This morning, I would like to speak to you about the future.
A veces no pensamos, pero todos tenemos un futuro.
Sometimes we don't think about this, but all of us have a future.
Mañana es futuro.
The future of tomorrow.
Este año 2025 es futuro.
This year, 2025, is the future.
Y el resto de tu vida es futuro.
And the rest of your life is part of your future.
Entonces tenemos que pensar cómo vamos a enfrentar o cómo vamos a hacer nuestro futuro.
So we have to think, how are we going to face the future?
Efesios capítulo 2, verso 8 y 9, lo conocemos muy bien, habla de la salvación por fe y por gracia.
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, we know these verses very well. They speak about our salvation by faith and by grace.
Pero nos olvidamos del verso 10, que dice que somos hechura suya, creados para buenas obras que Dios preparó de antemano. Fuimos hechura suya, la palabra griega es poema, poema.
But we forget about verse 10 many times, and in verse 10 it says that we are his workmanship, and the Greek word is poiema.
Poema.
Poema,
Poema,
poema.
poema, sí. Y somos el poema de Dios.
We are the poem of God.
Y Él ha diseñado una vida para usted y para mí antes que nosotros viviéramos. Dios preparó de antemano,
And
como
he
dice.
has prepared a life for you and for me before we were even born. He has created a poem for you and for me.
Así que tenemos que tratar de vivir el futuro que Dios preparó para nosotros.
So our task is to live the future that God has prepared for us.
Sobre nuestro futuro hay solo tres cosas que podemos decir y en esta mañana voy a contarles.
So about our future, there are three things that we can say and that we're going to discuss this morning.
No hay más cosa que estas tres.
There's nothing else but these three things.
Nuestro futuro va a ser igual a nuestro presente.
Our future is the same as our present.
Segundo, nuestro futuro va a ser peor que nuestro presente.
Second is our future is going to be worse
O
than our
tercero,
present.
nuestro futuro va a ser mejor que nuestro presente.
Or three, our future is going to be better than our present.
Y todo depende de nuestra decisión ante los planes de Dios para nuestra vida.
And all of this depends upon our decisions before the plans that God has for us.
Hablemos de lo primero, nuestro futuro será igual a nuestro presente.
Let's talk about the first option. Our future is the same as our present.
Hay un pasaje en Segunda Reyes 17.
Second Kings chapter 17.
No voy a leer todos los
I'm
pasajes
not
por
going
el
to read all
tiempo,
the verses for the
pero
sake of time,
usted puede leerlo en su casa
but you can
tranquilo.
read them at home.
Pero sí leemos un versículo 17:34.
Second Kings chapter 17 and verse 34. It says, to this day, they do according to the former manner. They do not fear the Lord, and they do not follow the statutes or the rules or the law or the commandment that God commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel.
La primera parte dice, hasta hoy hacen como antes.
The first part says, to this day, they do according to the former manner.
En este pasaje se está tratando de enseñar la ley de Dios al pueblo allí de Samaria.
In this passage, the purpose is to teach the law to the people of Samaria.
Y ellos quieren seguir según la costumbre antigua.
And they want to continue living in the way they always have lived.
Quieren hacer como siempre hicieron.
They want to do as they've always have done.
Hasta hoy hacen como antes.
To this day, they do according to the former manner.
Más adelante en el pasaje dice, hacen según su costumbre antigua.
Further in the passage says that you do according to your old custom.
Las costumbres son buenas.
Habits and customs can be good.
Si no nos detienen o frenan para el futuro que Dios tiene preparado.
As long as they don't stop us or hinder us for the future that God has planned for us.
Lo curioso es que todos nosotros estamos siempre cambiando y aprendiendo.
What's curious about this is all of us are always changing and we're always learning
En otras áreas, ¿no?
in other
No
areas,
en la área espiritual.
but not in the spiritual realm.
Cambiamos el celular y aprendemos a usarlo.
We change our cell phone, we get a new one, and we learn how to use it.
Cambiamos la tecnología y aprendemos a usarla.
We get new technology and we quickly learn how to use it.
3 días atrás renté un carro aquí en Dallas.
3 days ago, I rented a car here in Dallas.
En mi país no hay carros eléctricos.
And in Argentina, in my country, we do not have electric
Y
cars.
yo tuve de bad idea, de bad
And this
idea,
was
de
a bad
rentar un carro
idea.
eléctrico.
It was a bad idea renting an electric
No
car.
sabía cómo cargarlo.
I did not know how to charge this vehicle.
Las mangueras son distintas, los enchufes.
The cables and the connections are different.
Los cargadores no los entendía.
I did not understand how to use the chargers.
Lo enchufé en la pared, pero
I tried to plug it into the wall and it just wouldn't work.
okay, it was a bad idea. Esto fue una mala idea, está
It
bien.
was a bad idea.
Pero estamos aprendiendo incluso a usar un auto
But
eléctrico.
we are learning how to use an electric vehicle.
¿Por qué no estamos aprendiendo a crecer en nuestra vida espiritual?
Why do we learn so much about technology and we don't spend our time to learn about our spiritual life?
¿Por qué seguimos detenidos y frenados haciendo siempre lo mismo?
Why are we always stuck doing the same thing?
En la Biblia, santificación es el proceso por el cual el Espíritu de Dios nos cambia cada día para ser más como Cristo.
In the Bible, sanctification is the process whereby God transforms us every day
La
to
vida
form
cristiana
us into the image of Christ.
es dinámica.
The Christian life is dynamic.
Necesitamos progresar e ir para adelante.
We need to move forward.
No importa la edad,
It doesn't matter how
no
old you are.
importa la salud,
It doesn't matter
no
how healthy
importa
you
los
are. It
problemas.
doesn't matter what problems you have.
Yo quiero morir el día que muera.
I want to die the day that is set for me to die.
No quiero morir 20 años antes de morir.
I don't want to live like a dead person 20 years before my death.
Cuando tú dejas de crecer, mueres.
When you stop growing, you die.
Así que tu futuro va a ser igual que tu presente si no haces nada.
So your future is bound to be exactly like your present if you don't do anything about it.
Y necesitamos hacer algo porque Dios quiere y tiene un futuro preparado para nosotros.
So there's something that we need to do because God has a future prepared for us.
Y siempre es mejor ese futuro que el presente.
And that future is always better than our present.
Zacarías dice que somos prisioneros de esperanza.
Zechariah says that we are prisoners of hope.
Estamos presos en la esperanza de una vida mejor, un matrimonio mejor, un ministerio mejor.
We are prisoners of a hope of a better future, a better marriage, a better life in Christ.
This is the first thing, la primera cosa, perdón.
This is our
I
first future.
confused the language.
This is the first option for your future,
Okay.
staying as you are in the present.
Segundo, nuestro futuro será peor a nuestro presente.
Our second option for the future is that your future can be worse than your present.
Y te quiero explicar cómo puede ser hecho esto.
And I want to explain to you how you can accomplish this.
Vamos a mirar Éxodo 8.
Let's come, follow me to Exodus chapter 8.
No lo vamos a leer, pero sí, si tienes allí abierto la Biblia en Éxodo 8 para que mires el pasaje.
We're not going to read the entire passage, but if you have your Bibles open, just look at this passage.
Israel tiene que salir de Egipto.
Israel is moving out of Egypt.
Moisés es el libertador.
Moses is there to free them.
Faraón es la oposición.
Pharaoh is in the position of power.
Dios tiene una nueva tierra y nuevas cosas para Israel.
God has a new land and new promises for Israel.
Pero Faraón les dice cinco cosas.
But Pharaoh tells the Israelites five things.
Que el diablo muchas veces nos dice a nosotros y hace que nuestro futuro sea peor que nuestro presente.
These are five things that the devil speaks to us and makes our future worse than our present.
La primera cosa está en el verso 10. Dice, váyanse mañana.
The first thing it's found on verse 10. It says, and he said, tomorrow.
Mañana, no
Start.
hoy, mañana.
Start tomorrow. Don't begin today.
Ese es la frase que detiene tu vida.
This is the phrase that's stopping many of our lives tomorrow.
¿Cuántos de ustedes les gusta comer?
How many of you like to eat?
Oh, what
Okay,
happened with the hand?
I see two hands over there.
¿Cuántos necesitan dieta?
How many of you need to get on a diet?
¿Y cuándo empezamos la dieta? ¿Hoy? No, ¿cuándo? Tomorrow.
So when do we start our diet? Today?
No,
No,
mañana.
not today. Tomorrow.
O sea,
Today
nunca.
is Mother's Day, so never. It'll be
O
next
sea,
month.
never, sí, never. Okay. El diablo te dice mañana.
Devil is always telling us tomorrow.
Pero tenemos que ir y poseer la tierra que Dios nos ha dado.
But we have to take hold of the land that God has given us.
Mañana.
Tomorrow.
Dios quiere un mejor matrimonio.
God wants a better marriage for you
Mañana.
tomorrow.
Quiere que tengas una mejor relación con tus hijos o nietos.
He wants you to have a better relationship with your children or grandchildren
Mañana.
tomorrow.
En segundo lugar,
Second,
él le dice, verso 25,
verse.
andad y ofreced sacrificios a Dios en nuestra tierra.
So the second thing that Satan will say is found on verse 25. Then Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron and said, go sacrifice to your God within the land.
O sea, quieren sacrificar a Dios, bien, pero háganlo acá en Egipto, no se vayan, no se vayan.
Fine, you want to sacrifice to God, do it here in Egypt. You don't need to go to a distant land.
Sigan en el mundo.
Stay in the world.
Total, el domingo venimos a la iglesia.
At the end of the day, we're here on every
Cantamos
Sunday
himnos.
at church. We sing some hymns.
Vestimos de iglesia.
We dress ourselves in church
Pero en la
clothes.
semana seguimos en el mundo.
But throughout the week, we continue in the world.
Esta es la voz del diablo.
This is also the voice of the
En
devil.
tercer lugar, verso 28 del capítulo 8 dice, no vayas más lejos.
Verse 28, we have the third thing that Satan will say. So Pharaoh said, I will let you go to sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. And this is what he says. He says, only you must not go very far away.
Toda la vida he oído personas decir, no se puede.
All my life, I've heard people say, this cannot be done.
Siempre estamos limitando a Dios.
We're always limiting God.
No vamos a ir tan lejos en nuestra fe.
Let's not go that far in our faith.
No vamos a ir tan lejos en nuestro testimonio.
Let's not go that far in our testimony.
Toda nuestra vida con mi esposa, Dios nos ha desafiado a ir más lejos.
All my life that I've been married to my wife, God has always challenged us to go further.
Y hemos sido débiles, pero siempre Dios nos ha llevado más lejos.
And we are weak, but God has always carried us further.
Mi esposa estudió en la Universidad de Liberty hace poco una carrera de psicología, aconsejamiento bíblico.
My wife just earned a degree from Liberty University on psychology and counseling.
Es neuropsicóloga clínica.
She's a clinic neuropsychologist.
Estudia la mente.
She studies the brain.
Descubrió que estoy loco y no tengo medicación.
She found out that I'm crazy and I need medication.
Okay. Y ahora está estudiando en el seminario de Dallas.
And now she is studying at DTS.
Yo terminé mi máster en el Seminario Teológico de Dallas.
I completed my master's at Dallas Theological Seminary,
Y tengo 65 años.
and I am 65 years old.
Oh, ustedes tendrían que haber dicho, oh, como
This
que
is this
parezco
is
más joven.
this is the time where you should have said, oh,
Okay.
you look a lot younger.
Tengo 60. Practice. Tengo 65
Let's
años.
try this again. I'm 65 years old. Very good.
Oh, miente, miente,
Very good, very
miente.
good. Yeah.
Okay. He estudiado y enseñado la Biblia toda la vida.
I've been studying the Bible all my life.
¿Por qué estudié en Dallas, el
But
seminario?
why did I go to Dallas
Quiero ir
Theological
más
Seminary?
lejos.
I want to go further.
Las dos últimas cosas,
Two more
Faraón le
things.
dijo, id los varones solos, capítulo 10, verso 11, id los varones solos.
Chapter 10 and verse 11, this is the fourth thing Pharaoh said that Satan would say.
Sí.
It says, no, go, the men among you and serve the Lord. Just the men, just let the men go.
No, es con toda la familia, si no, no vamos.
And Moses said, it is the whole family or we are not going.
Pablo dice, ¿alguien quiere ser anciano? Muy bien, séalo.
Paul says, if anyone desires to be an elder,
Pero
that is a
primero
good thing to wish.
gobierne su familia.
But first, govern your home.
Primero la familia.
First, the family.
Noé creyó a Dios, Noé predicó de Dios,
It's not about preaching about God or believing God,
hizo el arca,
or it's not a Noah made the ark,
pero entró al arca con toda su familia.
but he entered the ark with his whole family.
Tenemos un futuro que involucra o se incluye a toda nuestra familia.
We have a future, and in God's future, all our family is involved.
Lo último, capítulo 10, verso 24, 26, no, no sé exactamente, dice,
Chapter 10, verses 25 through 26.
queden vuestras ovejas y vacas, dejen vuestras ovejas y vacas.
Verse 26. Our livestock also, oh, actually, it's about a Pharaoh asking them to leave their cows and their cattle behind with them
No, dijo Moisés,
in Egypt.
no quedará ni una pezuña.
And Moses answered on verse 26, our livestock also must go with us, not a hoof shall be left behind.
La consagración es total.
The consecration is total, complete.
Cada cosa que tenemos es del Señor.
Everything that we have belongs to the Lord.
Así que si sigues los consejos de Faraón, tu futuro será peor que tu presente.
So, if you follow Pharaoh's advice, your future is going to be worse than your present.
En último lugar, ¿cómo hacemos para que nuestro futuro sea mejor que nuestro presente?
So, how do we make it so that our future is better than our present?
Primero, deje la mochila del pasado.
First of all, we have to get rid of the backpack of the past.
Deje los fracasos del pasado.
Leave the failures of the past.
Perdone a quien tenga que perdonar.
Forgive those whom you must forgive.
Pablo habla del lazo, de la atadura del diablo.
Paul talks about the rope or the ties of the devil.
Muchos de ustedes no crecen porque están atados al pasado.
Many of you, many of us are not growing because we are tied to our past.
Tenía un misionero amigo que tenía un perro que tenía una cadena de 2 metros, 5 pies, y lo encadenaba a la pared.
I had a missionary friend who owned a dog, and he had a long chain, a long leash, about 2 feet long, and he used to chain this dog to the wall.
Y el perro caminaba y ladraba, pero nunca salía de esos 5 pies.
The dog will bark and walk around, but he will never go past those 2 feet.
Él me dijo, mira lo que voy a hacer.
And the missionary said, look at what I'm about to do.
Sacó la cadena de la pared.
He unchained the dog.
Pero el perro no salió de sus 5 pies.
But the dog remained on those 2 feet.
Él creía que seguía atado a la pared.
He thought he was still leashed to that wall.
¿Por qué seguís atado al pasado?
Why are you still leashed to your past?
Dios tiene un nuevo futuro para tu vida.
God has a new future for your life.
Dios te ama y quiere que los próximos años sean mejores que lo que has vivido hasta ahora.
God loves you, and he wants your coming years to be better than the ones that you have lived thus far.
Y el perdón a través de la cruz de Cristo es clave para dejar atrás el pasado.
And the forgiveness anchored in the cross of Christ is essential to leave the past behind.
En segundo lugar, incluye a Dios en tus decisiones.
A second place is include God in every decision.
¿Recuerdan en Santiago 4 que dicen, ustedes dicen, vamos, iremos, negociaremos, cuando deberían decir, Dios, si Dios quiere, haremos esto o aquello?
As you know, in James chapter 4, it says, talks about this person who says, we will go, we will do business here, we will do business there, we will do many things. Instead of asking, if God wills, we will do this or that.
Incluya a Dios en sus decisiones.
Include God in your decisions.
En tercer lugar,
third place,
coloque metas de fe.
Make yourself goals for your faith.
En inglés, you have a very good word. Think out the of the out the box, no? Out the box.
Yeah, think outside the box.
Piensa fuera de la caja. Dios usó personas así.
God used people like these.
Abraham era y Sara eran ancianos y estaban en Ur, y Dios los sacó de Ur y los hizo una gran nación.
So Abraham, God called him out of Ur, out of his box, so to speak, and he made of him a great nation.
Moisés estaba en Madian porque había fracasado en Egipto.
Moses was in Midian because he had failed in Egypt.
Ya había pasado 40 años.
40 years have passed.
Y Dios le dice, ahora quiero que vuelvas a Egipto.
And God tells Abraham, now you need to go back to Egypt.
Las excusas de Moisés, más que excusas, fueron, no quiero volver a ese pasado.
The excuses of Moses, more than anything, were about him not wanting to go
porque
back
fui
to
un
that
fracaso.
Past. Because I failed. I have failed
Pero
before.
Dios quiere darte una nueva oportunidad.
But God is giving him a new opportunity.
Nehemías estaba en un palacio y lo dejó todo para ir a edificar o levantar los muros de Jerusalén.
Nehemiah was part of the palace court and he left everything to go build up the walls of Jerusalem.
Pedro dejó sus redes y siguió al Señor.
Peter left his nets behind to follow the Lord.
Coloque metas de fe.
Make yourself goals of faith.
Pon metas basado no en tu grandeza, sino en la grandeza de Dios.
Make goals not based on your own greatness, but on the greatness of God.
La vida no se trata de mí o de ti. La vida se trata de Dios.
Life is not about you, it's not about me. Life is about God.
Deja que Dios te use y haga sus milagros.
Let God use you and perform his miracles on you.
En cuarto lugar, administre bien su tiempo.
Fourth place, be a good steward of your time.
Eso lo pueden leer en Efesios capítulo 4.
We see this in Ephesians chapter 4.
Pero vamos a avanzar.
But let's move forward.
En quinto lugar,
in fifth place,
obedezca los verbos imperativos de la Biblia.
Obey the imperative verbs from the Bible.
Hagan hacer discípulos.
Go make disciples.
Predica a tiempo y fuera de tiempo.
Preach in time and out of time.
Cumple tu ministerio.
Fulfill your ministry.
Sed santos.
Be holy.
Siempre son órdenes directas de Dios. Obedécelas.
These are direct orders from God, and we must obey them.
Dios bendice una vida obediente.
God blesses an obedient life.
En sexto lugar,
number six.
Tenga relaciones sanas.
Foster healthy relationships.
Proverbios 13:20 dice, el que anda con sabios, sabio será; el que se junta con necios será quebrantado.
Proverbs 13:20, read that to you, he knows it by heart. Don't.
It's a great verse for you. Good sign. Proverbs 13:20.
Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm.
Y las relaciones sanas y sabias las va a encontrar en la iglesia.
Healthy relationships are always found in the church first.
Aquí tiene que encontrar sus amigos.
Here's where you should find your friends.
Las personas con que llora y con que ríe.
People whom you cry and the people whom you laugh with.
No solo somos una iglesia, somos una familia.
We are not just a church, we are a family.
Somos la familia de Dios.
We are God's family.
Las dos últimas cosas.
Last two things.
Aférrese, tómese fuerte de las promesas de Dios.
Hold fast to the promises of God.
Él nos ha dado preciosas y grandísimas promesas.
He has given us precious promises. Precious and great promises.
Tómese de esas promesas y vive el futuro basado en esas promesas.
Take hold of those promises and look for the future as you hold on to these promises.
Hay miles de promesas en la Biblia.
There are thousands of promises in scripture.
¿Para qué Dios nos dejó tantas promesas?
Why would God leave us with so many promises?
Porque Abraham, por la fe en esas promesas, heredó esas promesas. Por la fe heredó esas promesas, Abraham.
Abraham, by faith in these promises, inherited the land.
Las promesas están en la Biblia porque usted y yo las necesitamos.
Promises are found in the Bible because you and I need them.
Yo tomé promesas de Dios para cuando me operaron.
I held on to the promises of God when I had my surgery.
Y promesas de Dios para este año.
And promises from God to continue living this year.
Y Dios tiene promesas para su futuro.
And God has promises for our future.
Por último, multiplique lo que Dios le ha dado.
Lastly, multiply that which God has given you.
En Mateo 25, el Señor contó una historia.
In Matthew 25, the Lord told a story.
Cómo repartió talentos a distintas personas.
How he distributed talents to different people.
Y todos lo hicieron crecer esos talentos.
And all of them made their talents grow.
Salvo el que tenía un talento.
Except for the one who just received one talent.
Lo enterró.
He buried on the ground.
Pensó que no valía.
He thought it wasn't worth
Pensó que
anything.
Era poco.
He thought it was too little.
Pensó, si enterras algo, pensó que estaba muerto.
If you bury something, you treat it as something that is dead.
Y Dios le dijo, ¿qué hiciste con ese talento?
And God requires of him, what did you do with your talent?
Esta iglesia no va a funcionar si no usas tu talento.
This church doesn't work if you do not use your talents.
Dios ha dado dones y talentos.
God has distributed gifts in the church.
No hay talentos o dones más pequeños o menos importantes.
There are no least or better talents from one another.
Dios te necesita a ti.
God wants to use you.
Dios te preparó a ti.
God is preparing you.
Y cuando ve tu futuro,
when you look into your future,
quiere un futuro mejor para tu vida.
He wants a better future for you in life.
Mi deseo en esta mañana
My desire this morning
es que tengas el mismo pensamiento de Dios.
Is that you have the same mind of God.
Es hora de dejar los lazos que te atan al pasado.
It's time to leave behind the chains that keep you in the past.
Tus excusas y fracasos.
Your excuses, your failures.
Tus limitaciones, que estoy enfermo, que soy viejo, que no puedo.
Your limitations, I am sick, I am old, I can't do this.
Y por fe tomar las promesas de Dios.
And by faith, take hold of the promises of God.
Caleb era muy viejo.
Caleb was an old man.
Y lo miró a Josué, que era muy viejo.
Joshua was an old man.
Y le dijo, Josué, ¿tú te acuerdas lo que Dios me prometió hace muchos, muchos años?
Caleb said to Joshua, you remember what God promised me many, many years ago.
Y él me prometió el monte de Hebrón.
He promised me Mount Hebron.
Así que Caleb le dijo a Josué, dame ese monte.
So Caleb told Joshua, give me that mountain.
Y este hombre de cerca de 90 años
And this man who was near to his 90s
tomó ese monte para la gloria de Dios.
Took hold of that mount for the glory of God.
En esta mañana ora y dile, Señor, dame ese monte.
This morning, we ask of the Lord to give us his promises, to give us, in figure of speech, that mountain.
No sé cuál es tu monte,
I don't know what is your
pero
mountain,
pídeselo a Dios.
But ask God for it.
Él te lo dará.
And he will, if he promises you, he will give it to you.
Amén.
Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for your promises. Thank you for the work that you are doing in our lives and the future that you have prepared for all of us. Help us, Lord, to continue moving forward, to not be stuck in the past, to not listen to the world or the devil or our flesh, and continue doing things that hold us back. And help us, Lord, to take hold of your promises and move into the future. We thank you, Father, that you have prepared good works before we were even saved, before we were even born, that we may walk in them. And we pray, Father, that you will help us. Help us, Lord, fulfill these words that you have prepared. So we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.